welcome, Daddy. Hallelujah. Let's welcome Daddy. Say, you are welcome, Daddy. Hallelujah. And this morning, I believe that your life will never be the same. Because the anointing and the power of God on the man of God is great. That you will never live here the same. Please, let's welcome our Father as he gives us the word. Put your hands together for them.
Who can stand against the Lord?
Such a joy to be back home. And I thank God for the grace and the privilege has given unto me. And I appreciate him for the gift of life.
Hey,
Ajua. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And to see you alive. Yesterday, my heart was broken. One of my very good friends, a young man doing excellent for God.
At
Kofodia ICGC died. And I was just thinking that if God gives you an opportunity to serve him and you decide not to, it is not God that loses. It is you that loses. Because at judgment day, the man have died yesterday. He's going to face judgment. And at judgment day, God will ask him, the privilege I gave to you, the opportunity you have, how did you use it? What did you use it for? You today, you are alive. But you don't know about tomorrow. So you better be careful with your lifestyle. And with your thought and mentality. Job chapter 11. The verse number 14 to 18. Job 11. I don't know where. Okay, now I've learned a lot, so let me just be quiet on this. Job 11, verse 14. Give me the New King James Version, This one is a Message Bible. Eh? Give me the New King James. Oh, thank you. Wow. Where is Christy? I gave a song that I want us to do. So please, let's learn that song. If iniquity be in thy hand. This one, I didn't say, you see why he put the iniquity, not in your heart. Oh. He said, if iniquity be in your hand. So it means that it have moved from your heart, now it's in your hand. Your hand is a demonstration part of you. So it means that now you are demonstrating iniquity. You are handling it. You are massaging it. You are using it. When it's in your heart, you have not used it. It is a thought. It is a desire. But when it moves from your heart, and it comes into your hand, it means now you are using it. Now you are using iniquity. If iniquity were in your hand and you put it far away and will not let wickedness dwell in your tents. If iniquity were in your hands and you put it far away, it means that you should let iniquity be far from you. And then let wickedness not dwell in your tents. Your tent is your body. So don't become a personality of wickedness. Because there are some people, their personality of wickedness. And if I'm to dwell on this message today, I'll not close. The personality of wickedness. Everything you try to do, they try to destroy. Everything you try to direct, they try to misdirect. Because they have a body of wickedness. That is why killing people have become rampant, because people are the tent of wickedness. How can you draw a rod through somebody's neck or through his whatever and pierce his core and hit it through, and then you don't care because you feel the person is an animal? Give me the next verse. I'm telling you, let your hand not handle iniquity. And don't enjoy your tent of wickedness. You must throw them away. Let's go. You know, Bishop Doug said, if your church is few, they put the camera on you. They don't put it on the people. And I don't want it again. So please, show the people also. Show them, don't show me only. Then surely you will lift up your face without spot. Yes, you could be steadfast and not fear. When you have learned to deal with the tent of wickedness and you have thrown away the hand of iniquity, then you can lift up your head. And you can give me that. Don't change, please. You are moving to. I want you to understand something for your own life. Then surely you could lift up your face without spot. But when you have the taint of wickedness and the hand of iniquity, you can't lift up your head. You can't show your face. Because your face has a lot of spots. Yes, you could be steadfast and not fear. You could be steadfast and you'll not be afraid. Because you know you are doing what is right. Sixthly, today is appreciation. A lot of people don't show up because they don't want to show appreciation to their pastors. That's good. I have a meeting I counsel to come so that I can show appreciation to my pastors. I have a meeting. I mean, the person just called. When I got to Ghana, he was calling me. I said, I'm in Ghana already. Forget it. Take your meeting. Take your pounds. I'm here to appreciate. Because you would forget your misery. And remember it as waters that have passed away. Because you would forget your misery. Because it will be like water that has passed away. The misery of the church is passing off. It means that you as a member, your miseries are washed off. He said, you will forget that misery. Because it will be like water that have powers and you turn a ball. That's how it's going to be. You don't believe it. So you can't even say that because you are still holding the hand of. And the tent of wickedness is still on you. If you have let it go, then this prophecy shall come to pass in your life. That every misery you find yourself in, you will not remember it again. Because it shall be washed off. 17. Oh, it's a prophecy. I said it's a prophecy. And your life will be brighter than noonday. Then your life will be brighter than noonday. Are you in church or you've gone home? Your life will be bright. You know, when your life is not bright, check it. Because your life must be brighter than moonday. Do you know moonday? Noonday. 12 o'clock. 12. 4 is called the noon. That is where the sun has moved from the morning into the afternoon. And that is why it's the most brightest of all suns. And your life will be brighter than. He said it will be brighter than. It will be brighter than. Because when your mysteries are washed off, then you come into your brightness. Oh, somebody in church today. I say your brightness, or you will be brighter than moonday. You don't believe God's word. If you believe it, it shall come to pass. Though you were dark, you will be like the morning. Now the darkness in your life is off. The miseries are off. Because you are going to be bright like the moonday. I see you brighten from today. Wherever you walk in this brightness. You are becoming the moonday. You are becoming the sunshine. People will see you and love you. People will see you and help you. Because you are brighter. You are brightening. 18, and I close the prophecy for this morning. And you will be secure. And he said, you'll be what?
See, now
not just stopping at moonday or noonday.
And yes, I'll bet you
say, I say moonday.
Noonday.
Not just stopping there. But you'll be secured. You will be secure. I said, you will be secure. Death will not swallow you. Failure will not swallow you. Disgrace will not swallow you. Because the Lord said, you will be secure. Because there is hope. Are you hoping for something this year?
We need a baby so afiana.
Then I came to assure you.
By 31st,
that which you are hoping for, it shall be a testimony of your lips. Yes.
Ani.
You will dig around you and take your rest in safety. Yes. You will dig around you.
It
means you begin to create fertility around you. You begin to create good things around you. You are begin to allow things to flourish around you. You will not be struggling to sleep because you rest in safety. Are you ready to bride? Because your mystery has been washed off. When you are looking for it, you will not find it.
There
is a word of prophecy for you.
Those
that all mysteries in your life are washed off. It has been washed off. And now you will bride as noonday. You will bride. I said you will bride as noonday. And when you dig around you, you will be secured. And you will have rest. We confirm this word into your lives. In Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Can you clap your hands and appreciate the Lord?
Awesome.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
This is our month of leadership.
And
I believe that you have the spirit to lead. So I am speaking on the subject leadership by service. And I'm speaking only to my pastors today. So those of you who want to tap into it, you can tap into it. But the first people I want them to grab today's message is my pastors. The next group is all leadership into shepherd, group leaders, cell leaders, and then the members. Leadership by service. You can never be a leader when you don't serve. Then who are you leading? It means you are leading yourself. Because every leader has people he must serve. What makes you a leader means that you have people that are following you. So you can't be a leader without a follower. You can't be a leader without people following you. Then you are yourself made. And you are you and without nothing. But everyone that is called a leader must be able to serve people. Your leadership quality is your ability to serve. And if you can't serve, because you have no people to serve. If you can't serve, it means you have no people to serve.
It
means you are a self-made leader. But if you know you are a leader, then you must have people to serve them. Because leadership is by service. And if we can serve, then we can lead. Because as a leader, you must be there to serve. You must be there to serve. Your responsibility for leading people is to serve them. Is to do what? Is to serve them. So, my pastors, you are called to serve people. And you must be there to serve them. Number two, a leader must be available. It is not gifted. It is not gifted that makes you a leader. It is your availability. Being available to serve the people. Being available to identify with the people. That makes you their leader. You can be gifted. You can be blessed. But if you don't become available, then you can't lead. So as a leader, your availability, being available, is more needful than any other thing. The next one is that as a leader, you must do hard service. Job chapter 7 verse 1. You must do hard service.
There is nothing. I have more responsibility in this church than anyone. Because of that, I do more costly things than you do. Because I am leading you. Is there not a time for hard service for man on earth? So pastors, this is the time for hard service. Shepherds, this is the time for hard service. Group leaders, this is the time for hard service. And I'll show you the reason why it's time for hard service. Is there not a time for hard? He used an adjective to qualify the service. And what is the adjective? Hard, not soft, not medium, not anyhow. It says, is there not a time for hard? So if we started and it wasn't hard service, this time, COVID has shown us. War is showing us.
And I can, without my eyes closed, I can prophesy that the world is at a breach of the third war.
Oh, daddy. Now,
Putin is ready. And he says
Russia,
he doesn't care to release his nuclear weapon.
Nuclear weapon.
Didn't you hear him?
Yes.
Or you don't listen to news?
Al Jazeera.
Huh? Okay. And if he's boasting or threatening, we don't know. But if he releases it, immediately America will respond. And if America responds, Germany and UK, Britain, they will also respond. And as soon as these three nations respond, China will rise up. South or no, North Korea will rise up, and India will rise up. And do you know what will be a risk to Africa? We have allowed some of these countries to have their hold, like they have their camp or trainings here.
Yeah.
So they will say that they will come here to attack them. So we will be innocent, but they will attack us. It's not that we are part of the war, but they feel that if they are fighting over there, they can come here to launch attack against them. So automatically, they will attack us. So if you have anything to do for God, do it now. Is there not a time for hard service for man on earth? And are not his days as the days of a hide man? So you are hide for the work. I am hide to do what I'm doing. When my time comes, God will take me off. So see yourself as a hide man.
God have hired you to work for him. And this is the time for hard service. Leadership by hard service bring glory and result to the Lord. But our time for hard service is now. No more excuses. This is the time that we behave like hired men. And I love the hiring of God. Because it doesn't matter when you came into the work. The salary is almost always the same. So some are hired early. When it was time to close the job, they brought in people and they told them that they are all going to be paid. And those who came early were concerned. They said, but are you the one who is going to pay? So let me tell you, this is the time for our heart's service by our hire. Because when we die,
you win now.
The reward will be the same. Because we all work for the Lord. And because we work faithfully for him, he will reward us. Is there not a time? So those things that we talk to, everything, it's okay, everything is okay. I came to announce to you, this is the time for hard service. Remember, this is the time for hard service. This is the time that souls must not perish. They shouldn't perish. Because if hard people are doing hard work, we will see the results. And not his days as a hired man. So your days are like a hired man. So keep on doing it. Because I said service or leadership by hard service. Because your days are like a hired man. Our days here is like God have hired us. Thank God that God find you faithful to be a worker.
Is it
a new exercise at the back? Find yourself that you are faithful, that you, with all your misconduct, your misbehavior, God still says, you are my high servant. So you must rise up and do the service. Number four. The prime age for your service is now. Numbers chapter 4 verse 3. Some of us very soon will go on retirement. Because our time is expiring. But as for you, this is your time. This is your time. Numbers 4. Verse number 3. Then we read 23 also in that same place. Quickly, be fast for me. Hallelujah. Amen. From 30 years old and above, even to 50 years old, all who enter the service to do the work in the tabernacle of the meeting. So the time of your service is needed. And if you waste the time of your service, you become wasted. The time is what? From what age? 30 years to what? And above, up to what? Even to what? 50 years. Verse 23. So the time of your service, you can't waste that time, that prime time. It is your prime time of your service. So those of you who have entered the service before this age, you are at an advantage because you can do better. And some of you who have passed 50, you are playing the injury time. You are playing the injury time. So you can't waste it at all. You can't waste it at all. Because you miss your prime time. Your injury time, you must play as if you are playing your best time. From 30 years old and above, even to 50 years old, you shall number them all who enter to perform the service, to do the work in the tabernacle of the meeting. So the work is at a place. The place is the tabernacle of the meeting. So the work you must do is in the church. You must work for the Lord. You must work for the Lord. I said you must work for the Lord. Because time does not wait for you. Time does not wait for you. You must work for the Lord. In the tabernacle of the meeting. That is where your work is.
So for me, where you work, the salary is paid. Here, no salary is paid. It is waiting for you in heaven. So you must hear this. That this is the time I must work. This is the time. 30 years. To 50. 20 years of ministry. If you did not achieve much for the Lord. Then when you hit the injury time. Charlie, how can you? What can you do? Listen to me.
Tell me.
This is the time for hard work. This is the time of evangelism. This is the time of prayer. This is the time of fasting. When you hit 50 years, automatically your stomach will tell you, I can't fast anymore. So this age, 18, 17, 25, Charlie, you there, you are warming up greatly to come in. And you must work. Because there is an age. The prime age of service. And this is where we are. Why is it so?
Let's go to verse 30. No. Stay there. 23. Why is it so that our prime age of service is from 30 to 50? I'm going to show you about 4 or 5 points. And I'll close here. Why you must be in that age and work in the tabernacle of the meeting. That when you come, that when we are numbering people here, you have no understanding. Read this. He say, you shall number them. You shall do what? Number them. Or who enter what? To perform.
It's not okay
for you to think your church is growing when you are not numbering them. Last week, 29. 29 what? 24. 29, 24 is what? It's not a lotto number. Those of you who think I'm giving, you are not serious. Be serious and stop that stupid game. 29. Are you sure it's 63? 5-3 or 60? What? Oh, 10. No, come here, way. Plus 14. Oh, do you think this number? They number only men, not women. When Bible says number, women are not part of Old Testament numbering. When Old Testament is numbering, it's only men. Women are not part. But here we put women. Because women are partners.
But
I'm saying that I'm going to show you why it should be 30 to 50 years. Number one. Why 30 to 50? Right? Why 30 to 50? Number one is the time of your strength. That's where you have strength. The time of your strength. Now I can jump. Very soon, when I jump, you feel that challenge, there is a pain. Now you can run. Now you are doing things because it's your time of strength. There are certain things you can't do when you pass the age of 50. You will do it with difficulties. But why 30 to 50? Number one is your time of strength. Number two is your time of personal decision. Where you can say that I want to do it. Now my children are under me, so they are forced to do what I want them to do. But when they get to an age that they leave me, and they decide to do it, then it means that they have learned well. But now that we are bringing our children to church, it is we who are pulling them. They are not in their time of decision. But anyone who is from the age of 30 have surely left the influence of his parents. And now the person is in his own right mood to take his own personal decision that he decides for himself, not somebody deciding for. So pastors, this is our time, because we are deciding where to serve, how to serve, and when to serve. It is our personal decision. Nobody has forced us. We decided. And you being a leader, it is your decision. And you must do well in that decision. Number three, it is your time of independence from your parents. Most people who are at the age of 30 live on their own. Even if he lives with his parents, he's no more under the control of the parents.
Did
that is your mother or father doesn't tell, cook this food, do this, sleep at this time.
Do this. No, no, no.
He's at the age of his parents. Independent. He's an independent person from his parents. Number four. The next one. The person have the application of his wisdom for his life. So nobody can force the person, because he has the application of his wisdom for his life. He knows what he does that will help. And he knows what he does that will not help. So anyone from the age of 30 who is not applying wisdom, I pity that person. Because anyone of that age has the application of his wisdom, he's able to use his own senses. And when things are going wrong, he knows. So if you are in this church and you see empty chairs and he doesn't bother you, it means that your wisdom may be low. Because your wisdom application is also your application of your leadership. It is also application to your life.
So you
must be able, from that age, 30 to 50, your application of your wisdom must work for you. The next reason why 50 to 30 years is it? At that age, you are faithful to your own destiny. Because you know this is my life. This is where I am going. I am not a Buddhist. I am not a Muslim. I am not a Buddhist. I am a Christian. This is, I must be faithful with what I'm going to spend time in. Because hear me. Ella, are you listening?
Okay.
When you die,
so what?
The years you will spend in your grave,
it's
more than the years you spend on earth. Okay, so success. Did you come to meet your great to the 20th? Did you come to meet the great-great-grandmother of your life?
They beat that.
Okay. But he lived. She lived. Both of them lived before. The years they have been dead, will your father's age meet them? Okay. So it means that the age you spend when you die, if Jesus have not come, you can live 90 years. Fine. That's when you were there, 90 years. Good. But you can die and remain in the grave over 250 years. How many years now?
1,000 years.
Imagine if he didn't resurrect and he was still in the grave. So imagine Jesus' mother who died at that time. So it means that Mary had been buried over 2,000 years.
But
how old was Mary when he died? Even if they gave Mary that he died at 100. She have lived in the grave over. So what am I saying here? The life you will spend here can never be compared with the life you will spend there. So if there is anything you are fighting for, where do you want to fight for? You want to fight for this one that is temporal and it will go. Or you want to fight for when you die now and you spend 1,000 years there, still you have a comfortable lead life and a good life over there than to waste it here. Which one do you want? If you consider this,
that
you know that from the age of 30 to 50 you can die.
And you
be faithful to your own life. That if I'm serving God, I'm serving God. If it's an idol, I'm serving, let me serve that idol. Because you will be paid by all. Because the payment is either here or there. But I will tell you,
and so
that hell is very real.
Hey,
and heaven is also real. So decide for your life. If you are about to hit 30, decide well. If you are already in 30, going to 50, decide quickly. And if God has given you spare time above 50, then you must be crazy about it. You must be crazy. Time is not waiting for us. But we make times happen. Did you hear what I said? I said time is not waiting for us. But we make times happen. We can make things happen in this church. If we decide to be faithful, if we decide to apply our wisdom, if we decide to use our independency well, that not our independency enslaving us, and if we can decide on our personal thought or personal decision, and if we can decide on our personal strength, the last point.
And yet,
the last point is that you are responsible to your finances. So you decide what you want to use it for. Some of you want to use your money to buy chicken, to buy this and to do that and to do that. Some of you too, you want to use it to dress well. Some of you too, you want to give it to the Lord. And use it to serve God. If I ask you, why didn't you come to Kwari Heza? You said I don't have money. But you have money to buy credit. So it's a matter of a choice. If I tell you, why don't you come to midweek meeting? You have a decision for your own life. And it's your choice. But if you want it to happen, you will let it happen. How many times haven't you gone to work and you left work before time to come home? So the same way you can leave that work early, if you decide you want to be at midweek meeting, you can also leave it and come. How many times you are going to a function that you felt it was important to you? So because of that, you ask excuse to go. And how many times did you ask the same excuse to do something for God? God is watching. Pastors, our time for hard service is now. Shepherds, our time for hard service is now. We can decide to relax in Zion. We can decide to be active also in Zion. It's a choice. I am tired of talking about things that I have already spoken. Those who have ears, let them hear what the Spirit is saying. God is no respecter of person. He looks at the responsibility of your service. What you are willing to sacrifice. He doesn't love some churches above others. But he respects the sacrifices of them. Their commitment. Their availability for use. He respects it. Because of that, he honors it. My pastors, your appreciation is today. Look at how members are appreciating you. Look at how. When you realize that your dependence on them will kill you. They will kill you. You must depend on God. By serving God and doing hard service for God, you will see God being the rewarder, because he's the rewarder of them that diligently seek him. When we are ready to serve, God will bring the eagles, the ravens, the fishes that have money in their mouth to bless us. I want all my pastors to know, from today, hard service has begun. Is there not a time for hard service? And are not the days of a man like a hira? Is there not a time For hard service. Are not the days of man.
Are
the days of a hire.
When they
hire you, they use
you.
When they hire you.
Say
so if God has hired us, let's allow God to use us to how He wants it. How He wants it. Are you here with me, church?
Oh, sorry.
Members, are you listening?
Sorry,
Mamutie. Are you going to avail yourself for God to use? Let God use your resources. Let God use your talent. Let God use your beauty. Let God use your color. Let God use your intelligence. Time is now. You have something to give to God. You have something to serve God with. Nobody who is sitting here is useless to God. Every one of you. You are very useful to God. But because of mindset, because of thoughts, because of people's words, it has rather degraded you. You are enjoying your no usefulness. If you will listen to God and do it for God, God is the one who rewards. It's not man. It's not people. People may even say you are doing good, but God says you are doing bad. So let's listen to God. And what pains me is that when people are your friends who don't go to church are talking to you, then they advise you a Christian. And you are taking the advice of an unbeliever who doesn't come to church, who doesn't know God. He doesn't care where he is dying to. That is the most painful thing to me. When you see a child of God giving himself out, not to God,
but
to useless people.
Rise on your
feet. Oh, thank you. Can you clap your hands and appreciate the Lord? Pray that God, let me become a leader of service. A leader that serves. Humble me to serve. But you are not a respecter of persons. You can use anyone to do what you want to do. Help me, Lord. Help me, Lord. Help me, Lord. To be a servant. Help me to serve. Help me to serve. Give me the noble grace of a servant. Let me be able to serve and serve well. Help me, Lord. Help me to serve. Lift your voice and pray unto the Lord. Let God give us the grace. Come and shut up. Every
demonic word
that
is spoken to your ears or anything that makes you self-right. You know, when you begin to feel you are right, you can never change. Yeah. Anytime you feel what you are doing is right, you can never change from it. So you are praying that God, let self-right break off my life, that I can learn in the name of Jesus. Lift your voice and begin to cry. Take away self-righteousness. Let me learn from you. Take away self-righteousness from my thoughts, from my mind. Let it be broken out of my life. That I will do only your will. In the name of Jesus, take away self-right from me. Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, Father, for hearing us. In Jesus' name.